Can advertising help explain the rise of Donald Trump? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, John Morris, professor of advertising at the University of Florida, discusses how the candidate is making his case by engaging with voters' emotions.
While some say Donald Trump's campaign has no substance, this might not matter to voters. Whether selling a product or a candidate, an emotional appeal is nearly twice as effective as presenting facts or appearing believable. Humans interpret what they see and hear through an emotional lens that's made up of three key mechanisms: appeal, engagement, and empowerment. Appeal is the degree to which something is positive or negative. Engagement is the level of emotional intensity. Lastly, and maybe most important, is empowerment, which is the amount of control someone feels. When you're scared, you feel like you're not in control or have less empowerment. But when you're angry, you feel the irresistible urge to speak out and take action. Trump's allure can be boiled down to this key factor of empowerment. We recently conducted a study on this factor, and the research indicated that advertising that contains fear was associated with feeling a lack of control or empowerment. But ads focused on anger evoked feelings of certainty and individual control or higher empowerment. Most importantly, the study showed that empowerment is highly related to attitudes and behaviors on social, political, and health-related issues. Enter Donald Trump, who seems to have an innate mastery of the empowerment process. He's shown the ability to easily appeal to and engage with audiences, but it's empowerment where he shines. Trump presents simple solutions in a way that comes across clear, even obvious, but with empowerment. It has the added benefit of making him appear in control. In the end, it's a calculated image that makes him an incredibly in-control candidate. What could make it all fall apart? A loss of control or empowerment, of course.
That was John Morris of the University of Florida.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.